Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a couple of quick announcements. We are almost sold out. We're within a few tickets of sellout for our November conference. Apparently, everybody wants to hear Colin Campbell's new work and mingle with the stars of Forks Over Knives. The second thing is Thursday, October 27th, this week at 9 o'clock p.m., I'm doing a teleconference call for people who are not members of the Wellness Forum but would like to have some interaction with me, some questions and answers, that sort of thing. It's sort of something we'll do every month or two just to allow people to find out more about us. So if you're interested in participating in that, let us know. If you're not, this is for non-members. The other thing is the women's health class that I teach through the Wellness Forum Institute starts November 21st. It starts late in the semester for a whole variety of reasons, but will be finished by the end of the semester. And if you're interested in taking this 16-hour class, it's 8 classes of 2 hours each, just call the office. For any of this stuff, the phone number is 614-841-7700. So now for today's message. Because it's fall and we're getting all the pressure from the government for flu shots, I thought this would be some good information to pass on. It seems that it doesn't really matter what the evidence shows. The feds are just intent, in conjunction with the medical profession, in pushing these flu shots. And there are very low risk of dying from flu, side effects from the vaccine. And the vaccine, according to research studies, is completely ineffective. And in fact, the Centers for Disease Control has as much as admitted these facts in many official statements, one of the most recent concerning vaccinating the elderly. In fact, according to the CDC, even though the elderly have, quote, unusually high vaccination rates, end of quote, seniors account for almost 90% of hospitalizations for the flu. And the reason is older people don't benefit much from the vaccine. However, instead of withdrawing the recommendation for vaccination, the CDC's new recommendation is a vaccine with 4 times as much of the virus as the regular vaccine. While the CDC claims that studies have shown that the stronger vaccine generates a stronger immune response, there's no evidence that it actually will reduce the incidence of flu in seniors, and the side effects, by their own admission, are more serious and frequent. So basically, we're now going to conduct a large-scale clinical trial on senior members of the American public, almost all of whom will have no idea that they're signing up to be human guinea pigs when they agree to the stronger shots. The ones who know better won't be getting these shots or showing up in these doctors' offices. Their doctors will no doubt dutifully follow the recommendations of the CDC because proof of efficacy or safety is not needed to convince most doctors to make recommendations. And that's a sad thing to say, and certainly there are many, many notable exceptions, but in general, I've found that doctors are like sheep. They do what they're told by the drug companies and other organizations instead of thinking for themselves. The only good news in this whole vaccination mess is that reports continue to show a growing number of people who are just not following traditional medical advice about vaccinations, not only for flu vaccines, but for the childhood vaccinations as well. And I'm hoping that eventually mass refusal from tens of millions of people will result in just drying up the market for them. I don't think we're ever going to get the government or the medical profession to back off, so we'll just have to educate people to drop out, and that's the only thing that's going to work. So anyway, if you know an elderly person who is being badgered to get these terrible, useless shots, this is your opportunity to warn them. So, and I think you guys know this. These messages are posted in the Health Briefs online library within a week or so of the time they go out. So that's all for now, and have a great day.